Thursday night at the Audubon County Fair, Molly Armantrout was crowned as the Audubon County Fair Queen for 2016. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about your family.
My mother is Tracy Armantrout, and my father is Tim Armantrout. And my sister is Becca Grable, who is married to my brother-in-law, Andrew Grable.
Okay, very good. Why'd you get involved in the Fair Queen contest?
My sister really pushed me to. She became the Fair Queen 8 years ago. I really wanted to get involved in a new way because I haven't been in 4-H, and so I really wanted to step out of my comfort zone and learn a little bit more about agriculture and the side that I don't know.
Tell me about the process. It's not a beauty contest like people sometimes see on TV. This is an interview process that you go through with judges who ask you about a lot of things, right? Mm-hmm.
So there's like a week in between. It was a Wednesday. We sat down with the judges and with you, and we had a little bit of time before that we got to talk to the other candidates, and we just talked about school and life, and then we had a delicious catered supper. We go out and take a picture, came back in, the judges pulled us in for just a varied time interview, and we came back out and just waited for everybody and kind of talked about the experience, and then a week later we come here for the crowning and another kind of interview process, even though the decision's already been made.
Yeah, and the guy asking the questions is kind of a dope, so
no.
Talk a little bit about the process itself. Was there any part of it, any questions that were tougher for you? Do you feel like you were pretty prepared for this?
I don't think you can really prepare for it because you don't know what the questions are. You just have to go in and be yourself. That's what I did. There was one question that was hard because I've never really thought about it. They asked me who I would have a meal with if I could, and living or dead, but it can't be a family member. And I kind of stumbled over that question a little bit and just quick thought of something, but I guess it worked out okay.
Yeah. Is there something about being involved in something like this with these other, because you had six other great girls who were involved in this, that makes it extra special?
I think that's what's really special to me is the fact that I'm not involved in 4-H and all these girls are. So I think, you know, I'm very honored that they chose somebody that's not, because now I get to learn everything about how they show animals, and I get to be involved and get to go to the state fair again. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that's the other part too. You get to represent Audubon County at the State Fair Queen competition. Do you know much about what you're in for there?
I don't know. I hope Tess has some good advice for me. I'm excited to meet a lot of new girls since I'll be going off to college next year. Maybe some of them will be going to Iowa State as well, so have some good connections.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is your future, too. After we get through all the state fair competition stuff, then you're going to have quick turnaround time and head off to college. And you chose Iowa State. Why?
Well, not just because it was cheaper. It's a little bit closer to home. I know a lot of people going there. I feel comfortable there. My sister went there. It's a great school, and I felt a little bit more comfortable going there.
And you're going to study what?
English. Secondary education.
And why that? What do you want to do with that?
I would like to, after a couple years of teaching, go back for my master's degree so I can teach high school college credit classes. I had a couple really good English teachers before and now that taught me some good and even bad things, and I would really love to carry on what I learned from them.
Absolutely. Being involved in something like 4-H, FFA, I know you weren't really that much involved in those kinds of things, but the fair itself, it opens up a lot of doors for young people. There can be things out there that you don't even really know about until you experience them. Is that why people should get involved in things like that?
Yeah, and agriculture is so important. We're a small community. I was big in agriculture. It is so important to learn about it at a young age and to continue with it. I may not have been in 4-H, but I was in FFA, and I did some things like horse judging I've never done before, and some like parliamentary procedures. So there's just so many good things that you can learn even if you don't live on a farm.
Yeah, there's so many different opportunities and options out there. Things that, life skills that you could take with you later on. Well, give young people some advice, and why should they get involved? Why should they think about getting involved in things like that?
Get started now. I actually did do 4-H for 1 year. I don't know, I guess it just wasn't my thing at the time, but get involved now, make sure that you like it, and just keep with it. Don't give up because you didn't make your favorite project to state fair. Just keep going with it because you're going to get better as you get older.
Very good. Molly Armantrout, the 2016 Audubon County Fair Queen. Congratulations, and have fun at the state fair.
Thank you, I will.
Well, and the first runner-up in the competition was Caitlin Schultes. Introduce us to your family.
My parents are Chris and Shandy Schultes. I have a younger brother, Skylar, a younger sister, Ellie, and then another younger brother, Brody.
Very good. Tell us something about you that we wouldn't know otherwise.
Oh, that's a hard question. I mean, like I said earlier, I'm a people person. I might not come off that way, but once I get to know people, I'm good to go. Like, I'll meet so many new people, and it's just a really good thing to, I feel like it's a really good quality that I have.
And you'll be a high school senior this year?
Yes, I will. Yep.
At?
Ottoman High School. Yep.
Have you thought much about future plans after high school?
I mean, I've thought of a couple options, but as of right now, I just plan on attending college, but I'm not quite sure where or for how long or what I want to go into, but I know I'll have future plans eventually.
Sure. Tell me about the competition, this Fair Queen contest. Fun? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot, actually. I was kind of skeptical going in. I was like, I don't need to be Fair Queen. I was like, I'm just doing it for fun. And then I got there and I went through my interview and it was really like laid back and easy. Granted, I wasn't at the meal, but it was. I mean, I just talked to the judge like I normally would, and tonight on stage was easy peasy, and so it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Very good. Well, give the youngsters an idea of why they should be involved in things like 4-H, FFA, county fair in general.
Yep. I kind of said this earlier, but when I was younger, I looked up to all of the older 4-H members. I wanted to be just like them with all my animals and everything like that. And so I think if younger kids have that inspiration when they're younger and they get involved, then it's just a really good program to be involved with at a young age because it carries all the way through high school.
How has being involved changed you?
Like I said, I've just become a lot more of a people person. I mean, I'll go up and ask people. I mean, we do this show called Lord of the Rings, and so I'm like walking around the fair. I'm like, hey, can I show your animal? Can I show your? I mean, I just pick out random people and ask them. It just makes you really comfortable with, you know, different community members. So.
Sure. And the other girls that you were involved with, there were 7 girls in total. Not a bad one in the bunch, were they? All good,
yeah,
all
everybody
fun.
Everybody was so nice. And, I mean, you walk in the grandstands today and everyone's like, oh, my gosh, she looks so nice. And, you know, everyone's just positive. And, you know, congrats to Molly for getting queen. That's really, really awesome. And Taylor, second runner-up, and I'm honored to be first runner-up. And the other girls, I mean, way to go out and have a good interview and go up there tonight and talk. I mean, it takes a lot of confidence, and it was really nice to see that all of them possess that stuff.
Well, we had a lot of fun with that, and we're glad you were a part of that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
The second runner-up competition was Taylor Nielsen. Taylor, introduce us to your family.
I have a dad, his name is Robert Nielsen, and my mother's name is Christy Nielsen. My dad's a farmer, and my mom works at the high school secretary. Then I have a younger brother, Cooper, and a younger sister, Maddie.
Okay, very good. Why'd you get involved in the Fair Queen competition?
Well, I just kind of thought I'd get out of my comfort zone a little bit and just kind of try new things. I've never really thought about it until this year, but might as well do it.
When you say get out of your comfort zone, what do you mean?
Well, I guess I'm not one to always want to get dressed up and all this. I'm kind of...
Are you the shy one?
Sometimes, but I'm kind of working out of it, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Did this help? Did you enjoy the process?
Yeah, I did, actually. It was a new experience to go through all these interviews and questions.
Yeah, the judges weren't too bad on you. Was it a good experience for you? Did you enjoy that part?
Yeah, I did enjoy it, besides the fact that I missed the dinner, but yes, it was a good experience.
You had other things going on, had a softball game to attend to, I understand. Yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about activities and stuff. Are you involved in other things here at the fair?
Yes, I show 2 horses, mainly, and then I usually do static, but this year I just focused on my horses.
What's your favorite? The horses.
The horses, yeah. Of course.
What do you do with the horses? I mean, what events do you participate in?
Just about everything. Oh, okay. Since I have 2, I do pretty much every other class that I can.
Do you have a favorite event then?
It kind of depends. I like more patterns like showmanship and horsemanship, where they kind of judge you rather than the horse, I suppose.
Now, you are going to be a senior this fall in high school, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
At
Ottoman High School.
And have you thought much about your future after high school yet?
I've thought of going to college to be a vet and serve the animals, I guess you could say, help them out.
So you're going to Iowa State.
That is probably what's going to happen.
If you're going to be a veterinarian, that's usually where we end up, right? Well, why that field of study? Why did you think about being a veterinarian?
Well, besides the fact that I live on a farm and I've been around animals, I just have this growing passion for animals and helping them, and I just want to see them well off and cared for.
And you probably will take extra special care of the horses.
Yes, that I'm hoping is my specialty.
Okay, very good. Well, sounds like you should have a lot of fun with that. Thanks so much for doing this here and being a part of the competition as well. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet.